Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. This is a time in our service when we prepare to take communion. This is a time of remembrance, a time when believers remember Jesus' death on the cross as the final sacrifice for our sins, that through his blood we have been forgiven and have peace with God. You're going to receive a piece of bread and a cup of juice, which represents the body and blood of Christ. This is to remind us that Jesus bore God's wrath. He died in our place. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. Please read with me Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in this day that you have given us. We are so thankful for you justifying us, Father. We are thankful for the peace we have with you through our Lord Jesus Christ, and in this we rejoice. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace in this time we can gather in your name. Lord, please help us to prepare our hearts to celebrate communion this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, as we look at these two verses, we can see that Paul has identified three gospel realities for the believer. Three great truths. These are gifts that come with salvation. For the first great truth from God to remember this morning, please look at the beginning of verse 1, which tells us that we have been justified by faith. Meaning, believer, we are declared to be righteous by God. Having faith, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. This is a past action, a one-time event, with current implications. You cannot lose your justification. This is nothing you have earned, but received solely by God's grace. God deems believers innocent through Jesus' work on the cross. So the first great truth from God to remember this morning is that we have been justified by faith. For the second great truth from God to remember, please look at the second part of verse 1, which reads, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God. This peace is a result of being justified by God, being declared righteous. This type of peace is not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's an actual relationship with God made possible by his grace and the shed blood of Jesus for the payment of our sins. With this peace, we are no longer at war with God. So we have been justified by faith, declared righteous. The result is that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So looking at verse 2, we see the third great truth from God to remember this morning, which is that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have obtained our introduction by faith into grace in which we stand. Our justification by faith and peace with God is all grace and is only by faith. Notice that no amount of religious rule-keeping or adhering to the law drove God to give us this grace. No, it's all by grace, not works, and only through faith, not law keeping, that we are justified and have peace with God. And believer, I remind you, we already possess this grace. It was secured outside of you. It's through Jesus, not through you. We have grace, God's unmerited favor by which he saves us, declares us righteous, and keeps on cleansing us from all our sins. We live in grace. We stand in grace. So we have been justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have obtained our introduction by faith into grace in which we stand. So what do we do with these amazing great truths? These gifts from God to us? Read with me the second part of verse 2. We exalt in the hope of the glory of God. Because of these gifts that were paid for by the blood of Christ, we exalt, we rejoice in the promise of future glory. One day, we will not only behold His glory, but we will partake of it, believer. This is our ultimate destiny, heaven. This gift is made possible only by God's grace. This time of remembrance, communion, is for those who have repented of their sins and have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Believer, this is a time to examine yourself. Remember, it was only by being declared righteous that we have peace with God. God doesn't merely declare us righteous, but His grace transforms us to actually be righteous, to avoid sin and to do righteousness. That is what a Christian is. If you look at your own life and see known sin, please repent of it. If you will not, you have no assurance that you are standing by faith in this grace that Paul describes. So please repent. If not, let the juice and the bread pass by. Now, if you're here this morning, and if by your own admission you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, we're so thankful you're here. But again, communion is for those that are believers, followers of Christ. And so we ask that you would not partake in communion. But please, don't leave without asking the person who brought you or speaking with one of the elders about what it means to have peace with God. There is only one way. It is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The men will now come forward. When you are ready, please take communion on your own.